All right, we got Chris from Baby Bait and Tackle on the horn with us here. We started out the week with you, Chris. We're going to end with you because it's a hot topic right now, a little bait and knock. So let's jump right in. What's going on?
Well, guys have started driving trucks on the whole bay north of Gladstone.
Wow.
I'm still kind of at the point where it's like, guys are doing it. I don't recommend it. But I think if we get through this weekend and nobody ends up going swimming, we should be okay for driving from here on out. But you're hearing 10 to 12 inches of ice on the bay north of Gladstone right now.
That quickly got that thick. Wow. Okay.
Well, we had some good cold nights there for a good week or so, so that helped us a lot.
Now, obviously, we're in the middle of this very consistent and fairly mild weather pattern for this time of year. Usually sometime during every day, the fishing gets really good. Have you been hearing about that at all? Or is it kind of like one of those things where somebody fishes in the morning, it's terrible, in the afternoon, all of a sudden the switch gets flipped?
Well, it seems like this year we've had a pretty consistent midday bite going on for the walleyes, which is a little unusual. Normally it's your typical sunrise, sunset, you know, it's your prime time, but a lot of guys have been saying between like 11 and 4 o'clock has been their best fishing, right at sunset. You know, it's not been as good as it typically is, so it's like civilized fishing. You don't have to be out at the crack of dawn, and you can have a real easy time getting out there fishing right in the middle of the day.
Yeah, I guess so. If you got some time off and you can fish every day during the middle of the day, you might as well, you don't have to worry about having a hangover early in the morning, right?
Yeah, it's not as big of an issue.
Well, let's talk about where they're fishing in general. If you could, you know, kind of point out where they're catching perch, where they're catching walleye, that kind of thing.
Well, generally, all the perch action is all north of Gladstone. There really hasn't been one particular spot. The guys have been running into perch all over the place, and some of them are fishing relatively shallow, you know, less than 10 feet.
Hmm.
Other guys are out in 25 to 40 feet. I guess if I had to pick, probably that 20 to 30-foot range, kind of right in the center of the upper bay has maybe been the most consistent. And just the 1 or 2-inch shiner minnows close to the bottom or some wigglers, just on a plain hook or a small jig has been working pretty good for most guys.
Now, as far as perch goes, obviously weeds withstanding, because that's sort of the exception to the rule. Generally, perch you catch on lack of structure, very flat, muddy areas. Isn't that true?
Especially here, yeah. In the upper end of the bay, there's big mud flats out there. And those fish are out there, they're just looking for wigglers that live out in those deep mud flats. So, you're not necessarily, you don't have to be next to a drop-off or a rock pile or anything like that. You could just be out in the middle of nowhere and have a great day of fishing. Likewise, though, you could go out there the next day and, you know, you won't be able to buy a fish.
Right.
You know, the guy 50 feet away from you, though, he might be doing great. So, It's fishing. Yeah.
I'm assuming you're selling wigglers there, then.
Lots of wigglers, yeah.
That's Chris from Bayview Bait and Tackle in Gladstone, and we'll continue with Chris in our next Outdoor Report. And walleye guys, you're going to want to definitely stay tuned for that. We'll get into the details on what's working, any hot colors, and find out how busy it is going to be this weekend on Little Bait and Knock. So stay tuned for part 2 in our next Outdoor Report later this hour, right here on The Outdoor Show.